It's an evening with the Progressive Box.
I took a bit of a risk singing that song, but of course the one place I never take chances is the road, where Progressive Snapshot rewards your safe driving. A good driver plus Snapshot equals big discounts. And speaking of math, 1 + 1 = 2, little too late.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out.
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Reagan is set for his 400th career start. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Today.
This tax season, AutoZone has everything your car needs. Did you know that with the Loan-A-Tool program at AutoZone, you can borrow a specialty tool with no purchase necessary? Choose from over 100 tools to help you get the job done right, no matter how big or small. And right now, get 5.25 ounces of Lucas Complete Field Treatment for $4.99 each, or two for $8. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide, and let's get you what you need. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
The Country 500 Music Festival is back at Daytona International Speedway.
How do you like me, man?
With Toby Keith, Chris Stapleton, Dierks Bentley.
Somewhere on the beach, sipping something strong.
Sugarland.
Like
Billy Currington. And so much more. Country 500. Memorial Day weekend. May 25th, 26th, and 27th. For tickets and information, visit country500.com. Sponsored in part by Budweiser.
David Reagan will make his 400th Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series start this weekend at the Atlanta Motor Speedway, driving for Front Row Motorsports. A track he knows well after growing up in Georgia.
I grew up racing on the quarter mile there, my Legends car for a number of years as a teenager, but then even, you know, watching races there, going to different events. Atlanta Motor Speedway is a track that's very close to my home and to my heart. So I think that being able to start a NASCAR race was very special there back 10 or 11 years ago. And to be able to run my 400th race at AMS is going to be pretty special.
For more on Reagan's career and all of the action this weekend in Atlanta, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Welcome back. Welcome to hour number three of the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM. Our producer, Kyle Mann, on the other side of the glass, ready to take your phone calls at 319-366-1600 because we need two callers to that number for the 6 o'clock showdown tonight. We'll take callers number 1 and 2, 366-1600 on the line tonight. If you can answer more questions than your opponent, a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. They have three locations, one in Marion, one in downtown Cedar Rapids, and one in the Fountains off Edgewood. Callers number 1 and 2, 319-366-1600. Great show so far today. Kyle Green, the associate men's basketball coach at UNI, was with us in hour number one. Panthers taking down Valparaiso on the road last night. Talked a little baseball and got an Olympic update in hour number two. If you missed any of it, you can download the podcast of this show or the gym class. That's the lead-in before us from 3 to 4 with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes. Podcasts are available at kgymradio.com. While you're there, vote in our poll question. It has to do with tanking tonight. I don't think anybody would intentionally tank the 6 o'clock showdown.
Hope
but
not.
We'll find out here.
It's coming!
Like all of history's great battles and that one episode of Seinfeld.
I'm out.
There can only be one winner.
I can't believe I'm losing to this guy.
Let's meet this week's showdown contestants.
All right, we've got Dominic in Cedar Rapids. He's going to be answering my questions. Dominic, what's up?
Not much, man. What's going on?
All right. Well, we're just in the middle of the showdown here. We got Darren in Coralville. He's going to be answering Alex's questions. Darren, you got us?
Yep, we're here.
All right.
Two Coralville residents, unite.
Okay,
let's
yeah,
do this, Darren.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. It's Cedar Rapids and Cedar Rapids against Coralville and Coralville. So... seven questions, 60 seconds. Whoever answers more questions correctly is going to take home our $30 gift card to La Cantina. Alex, I'll let Johnson County figure out whether it wants to go first or last tonight. Lynn County, we'll sit back and go with the flow.
All right, Darren, I think this is like overtime in college football. We should play defense first and let them go first. You agree?
I'm cool with that. That's cool with me.
All right.
All right, Dominic, are you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
All right, the UNI Panthers collected their first road win of the season in conference play over what first-year MVC team last night?
Pass.
The U.S. plays what powerhouse hockey for the gold medal in women's hockey tonight?
Canada.
Former Colts GM Bill Polian says this Heisman-winning quarterback is too short and slight to play quarterback in the
NFL.
The Louisville basketball program will be forced to vacate its national championship from what year?
2013.
Name the two teams remaining on Iowa's regular season men's basketball schedule.
Minnesota and Purdue.
Which outspoken NBA owner openly admitted to tanking, saying losing is our best option? And Mets general manager Sandy Alderson told reporters he believes what high-profile minor league player is going to make it to the major leagues? You and I, who'd they beat last night?
Evansdale.
Good job. Are we out of time? We're out of time. Okay, that was four. It's a solid
Evansville.
Number. It's a solid number. Hey, at least you named a team that's in the MVC. We've had people with much worse guesses than that. Okay, Alex, it was your choice to play defense.
All right, Darren, your 60 seconds will begin in a second. If you don't know an answer, just say pass. All right, here we go.
All right.
Mel Kiper Jr.'s latest mock draft has this quarterback going number one overall to Cleveland. Is it Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen, or Josh Allen?
Josh Rosen.
Which member of the Chicago Cubs is a graduate of Florida's Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School?
Anthony Rizzo.
Fans of this NHL team were recently ejected from a game over racially charged taunts.
The Boston Bruins.
Good guess.
The revenge Billy Graham died today at the age of 99. What was the nickname of the former wrestling legend Billy Graham?
Pass.
Who was the captain of the winning team at last weekend's NBA All-Star game?
LeBron James.
What NL East team is reportedly in talks with free agent pitcher Jake Arrieta?
The Cardinals.
That was two. 4-2. Nice try, Coralville. Cedar Rapids reigns supreme tonight. Dominic, congrats. We're going to put you on hold.
Thanks, Kyle.
Darren is going to get that La Cantina gift certificate in your hands sooner rather than later. Remember La Cantina online at lacantina319.com just in case you want to check out the menu before you head out there in Marion, downtown Cedar Rapids, and in the fountains off Edgewood. Great showdown tonight. Valparaiso was the team you and I beat last night to pick up its first MVC road win. Bill Polian says that Lamar Jackson is too short and slight.
6'3".
Well, yes. Okay. Maybe to him, 6'3" is short. I don't know how. Maybe Bill Polian's 7'1". I don't know. Minnesota and Northwestern are the two teams remaining on Iowa's men's basketball schedule at this point. Minnesota tonight, 8:05 tip-off at Williams Arena.
We're talking about Bill Polian and Lamar Jackson, and your first question was, who does Mel Kiper have going number one overall to Cleveland despite...
Not Mel Kuhn Jr., Mel Kiper Jr.,
yes. The fact that most people don't think that he's a a top 15 pick. That would be Josh Allen of Wyoming. He got the Anthony Rizzo. The Chicago Blackhawks were the NHL team.
I'm sorry, Boston.
Ejected fans over racially charged songs. And Todd had to interject with, good guess. Billy Graham was superstar.
Superstar Billy Graham. But it was the Reverend Billy Graham who passed away today. Yep.
And the NL East team reportedly in talks with Jake Arrieta. That's the Philadelphia Phillies. And we didn't even get to this question.
Would have been our tiebreaker if we needed it. That's usually what happens.
Well, former Florida coach Jim McElwain is the new receivers coach at what Big Ten school? That would be Michigan. Easy for me to say.
Yeah, we neglected to mention this yesterday. Jim Harbaugh hiring Jim McElwain as his new receivers coach, and that means
he really jumped the shark on that one.
Iowa City West's Oliver Martin has a new position coach as long as he's remaining in Ann Arbor. Jim McElwain coached Florida to an Outback Bowl win over the Hawkeyes a couple years ago and then didn't even make it through last season before he was replaced. So Jim McElwain comes to the Big Ten as an assistant coach. That hockey story was something that we didn't or haven't mentioned the last couple days in the program, but it's been bothering me since it happened over the weekend at the United Center. And there's just no place for it. And I know there's a lot of people out there that say, what they said wasn't that bad. No, but yes. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, when you say the word basketball out loud or chant the word basketball, no big deal, right? But when you are directing it to an African-American hockey player and that player has been taunted with that ever since he was playing peewee hockey when he was a little kid and the connotations behind that, yeah, get out and don't come back. And as somebody who identifies as a fan of the Blackhawks and enjoys going to the United Center, you never like to see your fan base involved in something like this. And at least by all accounts, fans pointed the offending people out, and the United Center staff was very quick to get them out of the building.
And they're not allowed to come back.
They are not allowed to come back. Was it worth it? No. But I would like to think that we could be better than that. If you want to ride a goalie or a player on an opposing team, why not be a little bit more creative than picking the color of his skin, right? I mean, it seems to me kind of low-hanging fruit. And I don't want to moralize here any more than I already have tonight because I already called parents who complain about their kids' playing time and try to get high school coaches fired, losers and morons, earlier tonight in hour number one. So my quota of hot takes and soapboxing has probably been reached to this point. But I don't think it does any good to ignore stories like the one that happened in Chicago and pretend like it just didn't exist. Devontae Smith-Pelly is the Washington Capitals player that I was referring to. His name escaped me earlier. It's unfortunate. It really is. And I'd like to think that we're in a better place than that in 2018. And if that is a take that makes you feel uncomfortable, then I feel really sad for you. So how about that for a hot take? I mean, when you can't say that you hope that we can move beyond stuff like that in 2018 and somebody gets offended by that, which I'm sure there will be people that will not like that. Oh, they're just saying basketball. They can say whatever they want. I've heard worse. Yeah, just because you've seen worse or heard worse doesn't make it okay. Not kind of embarrassing. Totally embarrassing. Really is. Truly is. 6:16. We're going to step aside and take a quick timeout. Remember, if you listen to us on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, we're going to be stepping aside in about 15 minutes. Iowa State, all seven players it has suited up tonight, taking on TCU at Hilton Coliseum. It It could get ugly, but then again, Hilton Magic. We'll see. We could be talking about it again tomorrow on the program. 6:30, bottom of the hour, we're going to step aside for John Walters and his call on the Cyclone Radio Network. So find a way to catch the remaining 30 minutes of the program. We're going to be talking with Jeremiah Davis tonight. You can either listen on 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM here in Cedar Rapids, or online at kgymradio.com. We'll take a quick timeout, as I said, back with more after this.
For all those times you wish you would have known.
Hey, nice look, Kevin. Your shirt's on inside out.
Yeah, that coupon expired a week ago.
Of course it did.
But, Dad, school pictures are today.
All right, back upstairs then.
Sorry, we closed at 4.
Really? Come on.
In a world fraught with fraud, Dupaco Community Credit Union is on a mission to protect your identity, your credit, and your financial position. That's why we offer simple, effective tools for helping you to stay in the know about your account activity, credit score, and more. And they're absolutely free for all Dupaco members.
So, now I know.
Access your credit monitoring tools anytime through Dupaco's online banking or app. Not a Dupaco member? Join today in branch or online at dupaco.com. Equal housing opportunity, federally insured by NCUA.
Cedar Valley Entertainment presents Saturday, June 23rd, live at the U.S. Cellular Center in Cedar Rapids. T-Pain, Ja Rule, and Mike Jones. Tickets on sale now at the U.S. Cellular Center box office, Ticketmaster.com, or by calling 1-800-745-3000. T-Pain, Ja Rule, and Mike Jones at the U.S. Cellular Center, Saturday, June 23rd. Get your tickets now.
Look alive, Coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K-12 school-sponsored athletics in Iowa, add getting your state certification from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood handles the required instruction and fingerprinting. Kirkwood coaching authorization and recertification classes are going on now in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. And now you can also take the classes online. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
There are still companies that care. Companies that have your back. Companies that provide stability for you and your family. PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids is one of those companies. You can start at $17.27 an hour with great benefits you'd expect from a company that treats you like family. Sometimes it's the small things, like holiday parties, summer picnics, and movie parties that speak volumes about your work family. Learn more about the PMX family at ipmx.com.
Welcome back in 6:20, the Todd Brolkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you for another 40 minutes tonight, although as we mentioned, we're stepping aside shortly on 1600 AM. Jeremiah Davis coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to recap the Daytona 500 with him. He was there in Florida over the weekend. We'll talk about his new venture and maybe, just maybe, Iowa and Minnesota tonight. They're tipping off at 8:05 at Williams Arena. Iowa women in action tonight as well. Kyle will tell you all about it on his next Big Board update, which is moments away. But right now, let's go to Darren. He's on Highway 218 tonight heading north. He wants to talk about that incident at the United Center over the weekend. Darren, what's up?
I cannot believe you went that light on him, Todd.
That I went that light?
Absolutely. If, you know what? That would have happened in Kinnick Stadium. I think they should have just banned him from the state. That's horrible. And how light you went on him compared to how you went off on the flag thing and the kneeling. Being a former military, I'm a former Marine. I see no color. Whatever those guys want to do, it's their right. I defend that right. I do it again, defend that right. But I'm telling you what those guys did, I would never defend that, ever. You should be harder on those guys. That's my two cents, brother. Love you guys' show. Later.
All right, and I love you, Darren. Thank you very much for your service. Was I not hard enough on him? I said there's no place for it. I mean, I don't know how much harder I can be about that. And it would be easy for me to ignore it. Again, I like the Blackhawks. I could have just not even brought that story up because it makes the entire fan base look bad.
Those guys should not be allowed back into the arena. They won't be. And I always, am a little bit uncomfortable as far as pigeonholing everybody within a fan base based on...
Except for Boston fans, apparently, which, yeah, okay.
Even
Boston
fans. I feel
sort of bad about that.
Even Boston fans. And I've seen Cardinal fans say some ridiculous things on social media accounts.
There's an entire Twitter account dedicated to them, yes.
And when people say, oh, your fan base is awful, well, I don't know those people. The only connection I have to those people is the team that I root for. So the only thing that I can do as a fan is say, that's awful. There's no place for that, and condemn those people for doing what they did. And I don't know how much harder I could be as a fan of somebody that I don't know.
The whole situation.
But yes, that was awful,
and it was handled, at least in my opinion, properly. I don't know how you kick somebody out of an entire state. Have somebody checking IDs at the Mississippi River Bridge to make sure that they don't get back into the state of Illinois, but I understand where Darren's coming from. And before the First Amendment crowd comes out, remember, everybody has the right to say whatever they want, for the most part. What you don't have the freedom from are the repercussions of saying whatever you want to say. So you can say whatever you want, but if your employer doesn't like it, they have the right to fire you or suspend you or censure you over what you say. You can say whatever you want. It does not give you immunity from suffering repercussions. So you can go to a hockey game and you can say something stupid and ignorant to an opposing player. Okay, you've got that right. And the Blackhawks and every other team have the right to tell you, get out of the stadium and don't come back. And, you know, it always amazes me. They're able to, for the most part, fulfill that. And then you start thinking, okay, what type of facial recognition and stuff do they have? Now, casinos, we all know.
Yeah.
They've got the eye in the sky and they've got software and stuff. But you start wondering about that with, okay, man, it's a huge arena. There's dozens of games. How do you keep somebody from getting into the nosebleeds? But they do. They do. And then, of course, I think then they can proceed with criminal trespassing and everything. Because if you're told not to come back and you do, then they can get you in trouble there. It's an unfortunate situation. A lot of other people wouldn't even brought it up. I deserve some sort of gold star on the calendar. I'm going to go put one on it right now while Kyle gives you this Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Iowa men have lost 5 in a row since their win over Minnesota over 3 weeks ago, and tonight they've got the Golden Gophers again, this time on the road. A loss tonight would match the most conference losses of the Fran McCaffrey era, but the Hawkeyes did have one of their best performances of the year in that 94-80 victory on January 30th. Tip-off's going to be at 8 o'clock. The Iowa women, on the other hand, are going for their 6th straight victory right now on the road at Rutgers. A win would keep them in contention for a share of the Big Ten title, and the Hawkeyes led 13-4 after one quarter. Megan Gustafson had game highs with 6 points and 4 rebounds. The UNI men got their first conference road victory of the season last night, 68-63 at Valpo. Bennett Cook had an incredibly efficient night, scoring a game-high 25 on a perfect 8-for-8 from the floor, and that actually put him over the 1,000-point mark in his career. Former Panther and current Chicago Bears defensive back DeAndre Hall received 6 months probation earlier this month. That's stemming from charges from a bar fight at Sharky's in Cedar Falls last March. He is still a member of the Bears. We're going to be on the FMs only beginning in just a few minutes because we've got Iowa State hosting TCU. The Cyclones want some revenge for a 96-73 walloping earlier this season, but they'll have to do it without the injured Solomon Young and the shutdown Nick Weiler-Babb. Tip-off's going to be at 7, and you can hear it on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. And then after the show, we'll have Louisville at number 5 Duke. That's at 7:30 on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
The anthem thing is still bothering a lot of people. And I think back a couple games ago at Carver Hawkeye Arena, they had a guy sing the national anthem. And while he was singing the national anthem, he was painting a picture. You look intrigued by this. I'm sure it's on YouTube. The guy travels around the country. And he's painting the picture, and he's painting the picture, and you're wondering, okay, what the hell is going on here? And he's singing the national anthem while he's painting the picture. And then as he finishes with a flourish, he spins the picture, and you realize he's been painting it upside down. And when he spins it around, it's a painting of the Marines raising the flag at Iwo Jima. Now, people loved it. People gave the guy a standing ovation, round of applause. And I'm standing there thinking, this guy painted a picture during the national anthem. Why aren't people outraged? It just goes to show you, if it makes you feel good or it fits your narrative about what's acceptable or what's not, then it changes how you feel about it. So I'm sitting there going, where's the outrage over this? People should be tweeting about it. Nobody did, except how great it was. And it was an amazing painting. Goodbye, 1600. Cyclone basketball on the way. Stick around with us on the FMs.
The thought of winter coming can be chilling. Knee-deep snow, face-numbing winds, frozen fingers, temperatures below zero. And yet, without a Duralast car battery, it could be even worse. That's why Duralast batteries are tested to perform in harsh conditions. So even if it's 40 below zero, your car can start up like it's 72 and sunny. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out.
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right?
Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now. Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, save on just what you need to take care of your home. Get our coupon at acehardware.com and save 25% on a regular priced item under $50. That's right, 25% off on the product of your choice. And only Ace has the brands you love and the advice you trust. So hurry in and get your 25% savings now through Monday only at your neighborhood Ace. Offer valid with coupon at participating stores through February 26th. Limit 1. Exclusions apply. See coupon.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for.
We now leave regular ESPN programming to bring you this live sports presentation on 1600.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for. So why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Technically, do we have to play it? It's going to be more than 90 seconds. Oh, hey, everybody. What's up? Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn finishing strong on our FM frequencies, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. Alex is laughing about something. What's so funny?
Nothing. I'm
Show
just,
your work.
I'm just
Let the class know. What's
thinking
so
about the Boston Bruins interjection by you.
Yeah,
that
and
was
I,
a really good guess.
Right, and I, you know what? I made fun of the ignorance of many people in that fan base by myself being ignorant and painting with a broad brush. And then I flipped the painting over, and it was the Marines raising the flag at Iwo Jima, and everybody celebrated. No, it was really cool. I don't know how you decide that that's how you're going to supplement your living or make your living, but this guy goes around and sings the national anthem at events and paints a picture, and then they sell the picture afterwards, and the money goes to a worthy charity. Great.
He paints the picture while he's singing the
national
anthem?
And yes, it's upside down, it's only one, he's painting with one or two colors. It's like blue and white, and the canvas was black. And you're trying to figure, okay, this guy looks like he's not doing much of anything here. And then he flips the painting over and he picks up this tool, which is the last thing, and it makes the red and white bars on the flag. He drags it across the canvas, and as he's flipping it in one motion, he draws the flag, paints the flag, and then you realize, holy cow, this is a depiction of the Marines raising the flag at Iwo Jima, and it's amazing.
I have to go home and watch that.
Where's the outrage for a guy painting a picture during the national anthem? Granted, he's singing it and doing a great job, but I don't know. Sometimes I wonder if in a city that embraces its chain restaurants, if I'm not better off just keeping my mouth shut and sticking to sports, which is what a lot of people just wish that you would do in this day and age. And I'm trying to do a show here unlike any show that Cedar Rapids has ever had before. Sometimes, most of the times, much of the time, to my detriment. And by the way, we were out of gold stars. I had to settle for a puppy dog sticker on the calendar, but I gave myself one. Let's not waste any more of Jeremiah's time. Jeremiah Davis is with us, and I'm excited about this because, Jeremiah, we're going to be talking a lot more than 90 seconds of NASCAR right now. We got a whole segment to chat with you about that, and then if you're so inclined, we'll hit the Hawkeyes as well. But what's up, my friend? Are you back from Florida?
I am. I actually started a new job today. I'm just got hired at Castle Motors and selling some cars and managing their social media now. So I just ended my first day in a new career. I'm pretty excited about it, but I've got the new website. I've got just came back from Daytona. It's a lot more of a lot better mood, I think, than the last time we talked.
I want to talk a little bit about the website here because I think it's interesting and it's unique and it's something that I think you're going to do really good at, and I want to try to support it. So if there's anybody out there that's listening that could maybe throw you some money, because I think that's part of the deal here, I want you to tell us about this venture. What goes into it? How did it come about? And what do people get from you in return for giving you their hard-earned money?
Absolutely. So it's theinsidetrackjd.com. And essentially, it's what I was doing at my last job, or in the summers anyway. it's all my racing coverage, but it's on my own terms. And I get to pick where I go. I'm not nailed to Eastern Iowa. You know, I had a coverage area before. I don't really anymore. Obviously for logistical purposes, it is still going to be dominated by Eastern Iowa stuff. I didn't move. I'm still live in Iowa City. But you know, I might venture out to Central Iowa or, go to Chicago and Kansas City for the NASCAR races, things like that. You know, keep up with Landon Castle and Joey Gase and Brett Moffitt on the NASCAR level. Essentially, it's just, I want to keep racing fans in this area up to date on things, just like I was before. And this new job I have at Castle, you know, obviously Roger Castle is a racing fan. His son races for a living, and he was very supportive of that, and I appreciate that very much. It was one of the things where I kind of brought this up, you know, the new website to him, and he was enthusiastic about it and very encouraging with it. And one of the components to the website is a Patreon page, which is sort of a public crowdfunding kind of website, but it's for people who create things. It's not necessarily just for writers. It's musicians, artists are on Patreon. And there's a link on the website at the top right. And if you click on that, you can choose you can contribute as much or as little as you would like per month. What that money goes towards is logistical stuff, fuel in my truck to get me to the racetrack, things like that. And if it gets it to a big enough amount, which I'm not anticipating that necessarily, but, maybe I can hire a photographer or something like that, or another writer in another part of the state to do something for me. And there's three levels. So there's a $5 contribution, a $10, and a $20. And at each level, you get different things. So the first one, you just get Patreon-only content. The second level, you get a shout-out on the podcast, which will be returning. And on the third one, you get a ticket to any race, any single race that you want to go to in Iowa. And that's either a pit pass or a grandstand ticket at Iowa Speedway. So lots of cool stuff. There'll be window decals and stuff like that. So it's, I want it to be something, I wanted to give back to my readers who had stuck by me and, you know, supported me while I was at my last job. And I love racing, and I believe that it deserves to be covered. And I'm the only one I trust to do it. So I want to go do it.
Now, you were in Daytona over the weekend. What was your take on the finish to that race?
I wrote about it. My column on Sunday night was, my takeaway was that what we saw on Sunday throughout that whole race was real. And I think a lot of people have distanced themselves from NASCAR because it doesn't feel real anymore. It feels sanitized. It feels corporate. And that whole race was a whole bunch of people before, after, and during that wanted to win that race and did whatever they could to win that race. At the end of it, Austin Dillon did what he was supposed to do. He didn't lift. He went for the win. It's the Daytona 500. You don't lift in that scenario. Eric Almirola did what he was supposed to do. He blocked because he was leading, and he was trying to win the biggest race of his career in the first day on the job with a new team. Everybody did what they had to do. It sucked that one of them got wrecked, but man, like, what we ask from athletes is to try their best and to give everything that they have and to not give up, not let somebody else have something, to go earn it. And they all did that. And I couldn't really understand or couldn't really fathom why people would roast Austin Dillon so badly for, you know, doing what he had to do to win the biggest race of his career. So I thoroughly enjoyed it. I was entertained by the race. You know, a couple of the wrecks were silly, but they always are at the restrictor plate tracks. And, you know, it was really cool to see the three win the Daytona 500 again. And then probably the best story, which kind of overshadowed the winner, Bubba Wallace, gets the highest finish ever in the Daytona 500 for an African-American driver, driving the 43 for Richard Petty. And then after the race comes in the media center, and his mom walked in after him, and his whole family walked in after him, and he hadn't seen them yet. His mom came up, gave him a hug, and he starts sobbing. And it was just the truest emotion I've seen out of a race car driver in a long, long time, because the weight of his race and all the attention that had been on him during Speed Weeks just came pouring out. And to have success in that moment meant the world to him, because he wanted to make his family proud, and there they were standing there proud of him. And it was a really cool day, a really interesting day, and I was really glad I got to go cover it.
Now, Jeremiah, have you been keeping an eye and an ear on the Iowa basketball team?
I do what I can. I watched the end of the game from the media center in Daytona on Sunday. And, you know, I guess not a lot has changed, I guess, from when I was on the beat, if that's a fair assessment.
Yeah, I think that is a very fair assessment. And I want to go all the way back to the beginning of the season, now that we're just a couple of games away from the end of the regular season. For the Iowa Hawkeyes, go back to the beginning where we were making our predictions. We had fairly high expectations for this team. This might be a tough question, but what has been the most disappointing aspect of this team to you?
Oh, man, I think the most disappointing aspect for me would be that no true leader among the players seems to have emerged. And I mean that in a locker room sense. I think that Tyler Cook and Jordan Bohannon have done a good job on the floor of shouldering the burden of scoring, you know, but it just doesn't appear as though anybody other than the coaching staff is firing them up. And maybe that's something that these guys are learning as they go. That's probably the case. But they lost a lot in Peter Jock, clearly, and it wasn't just on the floor. You know, the way he was able to kind of put them in their place, and they looked up to him and respected him, they don't have that. Dom Ewell was never going to be that guy. His personality doesn't fit that way. And Nicholas Bear, again, this is all what I've perceived. I don't want to speak for them. But they just don't have anybody. They're all the same age, and they're all at the same experience level, so it's hard to look up to anybody when you feel like, well, he doesn't have any more say than I do because we're all at the same level. And I think that's created a situation where when they're in that in a crunch moment, when things go poorly, you naturally look to somebody. And when there's nobody to look to that you can trust what they say completely, you know, that they're going to get you through it emotionally, not just, you know, X's and O's, then that creates gaps, and the gaps haven't been filled.
Jeremiah Davis with us here, now talking a little Hawkeye basketball. You're looking ahead to next year. I think there's one thing that some fans out there are wondering, if we're going to see any staff changes. You know Fran McCaffrey as well as I do. He's an extremely loyal guy, but a staff shakeup may be in order here. You bring in a guy to work on defense maybe. Can you see him doing that, or is he sticking to his guns and his three assistants here, if you had to look into your crystal ball?
Man, I guess I would say I certainly agree that a change needs to be made in some way or another. I think maybe, you know, strength and conditioning is something that doesn't really get a whole lot of attention in basketball, but I think that's something that Iowa really needs to look at. You know, the shape that they're in and the way that they're training, maybe that could help. You know, as fast as they want to go, they don't seem equipped to do that, you know, for long stretches. And, you know, Nicholas Bear runs himself to exhaustion, but he gets exhausted really quickly. And, you know, you kind of do the mental math there. How does that happen? But in terms of the other, you know, Kirk Spiraw and Sherman Dillard have been with Fran, and Andrew Francis have been with Fran the whole time. And I don't see him changing that up unless one of them decides to leave. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but you said it. I think Fran's loyal to his people, and those guys also, since they've been here, have not gotten in trouble. And in this era of college basketball, you know, when we're talking about FBI investigations, that might be worth a lot to Fran McCaffrey, not having to wonder who he's bringing in. So maybe the status quo is comfortable in that way.
Let's take a dive into this here real quick. Moving away from the Hawkeyes, let's open things up here a little bit. What are your thoughts as we sit back and wait for the details of this investigation to come out? Yahoo, ESPN, starting to say that dozens of programs, Hall of Fame coaches, lottery pick players. What's your best guess as to what this is going to look like when the dust settles?
My best guess would be that one of the, you know, deans of college basketball, you know, we're talking Roy Williams, Mike Krzyzewski, Tom Izzo, that ilk, one of those guys is not going to be at the school they're at, you know, in the next year or two, because they're going to be forced either to retire or their school is going to be forced to part ways with them because of what's going on. That's my sort of, that's my gut feeling. When I read this stuff, because when they use the term Hall of Fame, those are the three people that jump into my brain. Bill Self's another one. You're looking at the top echelon of these coaches, and we all sort of assume, you know, over the years that they're doing something wrong, right? Or they're skirting. You know, John Calipari has put what, three schools in probation? I think that was what Bobby Knight went after him for, and you know, that stuff doesn't happen by accident. They're repeat offenders in that way. I don't want to assume anything about the guys. I just want to go off what we've seen and what we know. And it just, I feel like if they're using the term Hall of Fame, those are the guys that jump out, and those programs have succeeded for a long time on players who, you know, might not have gone to class, and, you know, might have had a Tahoe sitting in the driveway and things like that, that you just sort of look past because everybody assumed that was part of the deal. And I don't know. It's going to shake up the sport in a way that we've certainly never seen. And I know I'm not going out on a limb saying that, but I think it's going to be hard to take, I think, the next couple of years as college basketball fans.
Does this kind of go back to the one and done rule? I can't help but think about the way that things used to be, where college or high school basketball players could go straight to the NBA if they were good enough to go to the NBA. Does something need to be done between college and the NBA to kind of legislate and kind of clean all of this up?
Well, I don't think that the rule breaking has as much to do with a one and done, because the rule, like, schools were you know, funneling money to players long before that rule was in place. You know, that we've seen the documentaries on ESPN and HBO about that. But the one and done rule is awful, in my opinion, because I don't understand why we are mandating that these players go to school for 1 year, when literally the only benefit to college basketball is from a PR perspective. Your college basketball, we're talking about these players, you know, for a year, and that's great. And college basketball gets a microscope because of those individuals, but they're not, there's nothing practical about it. They're not going to stay, you know, like what are we gaining by making these kids wait a year? And the ones who jump too early are going to get weeded out, as we've seen over the years before the rule. So, you know, I'm in favor of a rule in which if you go to school, you've got to be there at least 2 years. You know, so you can at least get, you know, an actual chunk of school done that is productive. But if you want to go right to the NBA, go. If you choose to go to school, you're going to be there for X amount of time. I've always been in favor of that. I think that's the baseball. The way baseball does it is the best way, in my opinion.
You can follow him on Twitter at JeremiahDavis10 or at InsideTrackJD. We wish you the best of luck with the new service. And if people like racing, they should definitely give you a look up. And yeah, this Patreon thing is interesting. I like the idea of this, and I hope it takes off for you. But in the meantime, you got the car selling thing to fall back on. Jeremiah, appreciate it as always. We knew you'd land on your feet, and we're glad you did.
Thanks, gentlemen. I really appreciate it. Have a good one.
That was way more than 90 seconds of NASCAR talk with Jeremiah.
So we didn't even get to...
We didn't get to...
He's got a minute and a half to tell you whatever's on his mind involving a sport where the primary objective
I just had to play it. I'm sorry,
Todd.
You know, just a big, hairy American winning machine. If you ain't first, you're last. You know?
It's time to wave the green flag on Jeremiah Davis's 90 seconds of NASCAR.
A lot of work went into creating that, and it got used like twice. So, yeah, I'm all for go ahead and punch the button and play that.
Oh, okay. No. So,
yeah, well, what we just did. 6:49. I'm going to step aside. It is interesting, the idea of, you know, allowing people to willingly subscribe to a content, a piece of content that you're going to produce. I like the idea of that. And hopefully it's successful for him. He does a great job, and If you could do something where and make money at it, where you're writing and covering something that you're passionate about,
yep.
Like if I could make money writing about minor league baseball,
is that your dream job?
I would do it in a heartbeat. Oh, my dream! I mean, my dream job, and I gave up that dream a long time ago, would be to be a play-by-play guy for the Gateway Grizzlies. But it's a callback to yesterday's show. If you don't get the reference, podcast is available at KGYMRadio.com.
Basically, I interviewed with somebody who became Twitter famous or social. He went viral yesterday
for mistaking
one of the players that he was announcing his Twitter bio included a lot of references to It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and the announcer thought that those were actual facts about himself, like, for example, that he likes magnets.
Magnets are very interesting. What do? Collect them? Make them?
Was it milk steak, too?
Milk steak, which is not a real food item. 6:51, we're going to step aside, take a quick break. When we come back, Kyle's going to have a final Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you, and then we're out the door for a Wednesday. Thursday is looming on the horizon. We'll tell you what's in store coming up on tomorrow's program after this.
The thought of winter coming can be chilling. Knee-deep snow, face-numbing winds, frozen fingers, temperatures below zero. And yet, without a Duralast car battery, it could be even worse. That's why Duralast batteries are tested to perform in harsh conditions. So even if it's 40 below zero, your car can start up like it's 72 and sunny. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, save on just what you need to take care of your home. Get our coupon at acehardware.com and save 25% on a regular priced item under $50. That's right, 25% off on the product of your choice. And only Ace has the brands you love and the advice you trust. So hurry in and get your 25% savings now through Monday only at your neighborhood Ace. Offer valid with coupon at participating stores through February 26th. Limit 1. Exclusions apply. See coupon.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
6:53. Welcome back in the Tom Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Heading for the finish line on a Wednesday night, Iowa State and TCU getting ready to tip off on 1600 AM. Iowa State down to just 7 guys tonight on the bench for Steve Prohm, but they're going to give it their best, and we will break it down for you, win or lose, tomorrow. And maybe if it's a tie game late, they can pick whoever they want to come to the plate and give them a swing.
Solomon Young out to shoot a free throw. On
mixing the new proposed baseball rule. God, so glad that that guy is anonymous. I'm glad I don't know who had that idea. We talked about it in hour number one of the program earlier tonight. Kyle is back here in the studio. It's been a busy night on the other side of the glass for Kyle. He's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Iowa men have lost 5 in a row since their win over Minnesota over 3 weeks ago, and tonight they've got the Golden Gophers again, this time on the road. A loss tonight would match the most conference losses of the Fran McCaffrey era, but the Hawkeyes did have one of their best performances in that 94-80 victory on January 30th. Tip-off's going to be at 8 o'clock. The Iowa women, on the other hand, are going for their 6th straight victory right now on the road at Rutgers. A win would keep them in contention for a share of the Big Ten title, and the Hawkeyes led 13-4 after one quarter, but Rutgers controlled the second 21-6 for a 25-19 lead. Megan Gustafson leads the Hawkeyes with 8 points and 5 rebounds. The UNI men got their first conference road victory of the season last night, 68-63 on the road at Valpo. Bennett Cook had an incredibly efficient night, scoring a game-high 25 on a perfect 8-for-8 from the floor, and that actually put him past the 1,000-point mark in his career. Former Panther and current Chicago Bears defensive back DeAndre Hall received 6 months probation earlier this month, stemming from a bar fight at Sharkey's in Cedar Falls last March. Hall is still a member of the Bears. We've finished up the last half hour of the show on the FMs only because we've got Iowa State hosting TCU. The Cyclones want some revenge for a 96-73 walloping earlier this season, but they'll have to do it without the injured Solomon Young and the shutdown Nick Weiler-Babb. Tip-off's going to be in just a few minutes. You can hear it on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym. And then after the show at 7:30, we're going to have Louisville at number 5 Duke on our North and South Gym FM frequencies.
Where do you think the focus for the Louisville players will be tonight in that game? Granted, none of them were on the team in 2013 when that championship banner got erased yesterday, but that program is undergoing some scrutiny right now, to say the least. Rick Pitino had a press conference today, by the way, where he still maintains that he's innocent.
Of course he does.
Yeah. And
You get caught red-handed by the FBI, and you still maintain that you're innocent.
Tip.
It's incredible.
Of the iceberg.
Caught red-handed on tape.
He's going to have to look into the laser tattoo removal for the tattoo on his left shoulder that he promised the players that he was going to get if Louisville won the national championship in 2013. That is going to do it for a Wednesday edition of the program. As Kyle mentioned, we got a lot in store for you tonight. Postseason basketball, high school variety coming your way the rest of this week as well, sort of waiting to find out what the game times are going to be for a number of contests because there were some postponements due to weather last night. And as soon as we have those, we'll get our website updated, kgymradio.com. Don't forget, you can learn more about our bus trip to Wrigley Field for the Cubs and White Sox on May 12th. If you go to kgymradio.com and get all the information that you need, you can vote in our poll question brought to you by our friends at Emil's Hideaway. It has to do with teams and leagues tanking. And join us again tomorrow on the program. Thursday means would ya? Thursday means a look back at Iowa and Minnesota tonight. And Thursday means another opportunity for you to take home a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. All that and a whole lot more comes your way tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Thanks for listening.